Yeah, I want to hear how your Halloween was. And I know you didn't make it to the All Souls Day prayer thing because you were wiped and then you had other things going on. And then, but I want to hear like what you did about the candy, and because there's so many like candy things.
I feel pretty good about the candy this year
Tell me.
because, well, it was funny because I did my shopping that morning for trick-or-treaters, and the grocery store had no more Halloween candy. Like all the Christmas candy was already out. So I bought Christmas candy.
Oh, yeah.
We got back from trick-or-treating, and the bowl, which I put on the ground this year, so it didn't get broken. Actually, I went to put it on the fence again, and Chris was like, put it on the ground. It was empty, and the girls were like already upstairs getting teeth brushed. And I just went through their bags really quickly and put a bunch of their candy that they had just gotten out for the bowl. And then I kept doing that because we got back seven. I don't know. They went to bed at a normal time, and the trick-or-treaters went to like, there were still people trickling by till like
Oh, wow.
8:15. So I had multiple rounds of taking candy
Nice.
out to the bowl. And I was like, yes, I'm getting rid of it right now. And then I like made a whole bag for Chris, like Chris's candy from their stuff. Just like, I just like really winnowed it down. So they each still had stuff in their bag so they wouldn't look and be like, it's all gone.
Oh, well, totally. I can't just take it all away.
And then we kind of went hard on candy for like a week. Like I'd put a piece in their lunches. They'd get home and have candy. Oh, I think one afternoon it was like multiple rounds of candy. And then I told them like the candy's gonna go away soon. It's just gonna go away. I didn't like really have a plan for like how to say that, but I was just like, it's just gonna be gone. So like enjoy it now. And then Sunday night, I like took all their bags away and stashed them up really high because we have those super high cabinets way up there. And I'm just like, it's gone. So that felt like pretty good. And they weren't, oh, but the funny thing was Kiara, on the days that she didn't nap, she her cozy time has turned into just this like free range roaming because she knows I'm gonna nap. So like we'll go through the whole thing like she's gonna take a nap and I like will really think she's gonna nap, and then as I leave the room with the dark and the sound machine, she goes, are you going straight to your room to nap? It's like, oh my gosh. And then so I'm napping because I have to, like I just can't, you know, I'm so tired and my power naps have turned into really long, really deep naps. So one day I heard her, she had brought the next door neighbor 3-year-old over in the house. I could hear them like playing in the house, but I was just, like too tired. I was like, whatever, they're fine. They sound fine. And then Sherry later, my neighbor told me, like, oh yeah, Kiara gave him candy. Like she's been sneaking candy from her candy bag during cozy time. And Sherry was like, oh, did your mom say you could have this? And she was like, she's napping.
Well, that's honest.
Yeah. So I was like, it's done, Kiara, you can't sneak candy anymore. It's just all gone.
So now I do not have the self-control to keep it in my house like that. And I know I have a friend who uses it to make, so she saves it, and then her kids use all the candy to decorate their gingerbread house cookies, which I think is a fantastic idea. I personally don't want to look at candy. I don't eat candy. I had one of the teeny, teeny, teeny Snicker bars like Tuesday night or something. And that was it. That was like a big splurge for me. I can't eat candy. I don't have the self-control to stop after. Well, I did this year at least.
Yeah, you
In
did.
general, I'm like, I can't. And I just feel like it lowers my immune system. Like, I feel like I have a piece of candy and then my throat's sore or something. I will sneak candy every day if I have it on a shelf. I have like tried to keep candy in the, or like chocolate in the freezer, and I will like get it out of the freezer and like microwave it so I can eat it. Like, I just, no, like I can't personally. And I don't want to see candy on a gingerbread house because I'll see it. It will make me want candy. I have friends who like, put all of the food in the freezer and mash it up, and then they make it in cookies later. I just need it gone. I need it gone. So I just like,
Do you throw it away?
I threw away. So like Halloween, on Halloween, our rule has always been like you can have 3 pieces of candy while you're trick-or-treating. Then I threw away like maybe half, maybe a little bit less than half from each of their bags. Nobody noticed in the morning. Which like there will get to be a point where they will notice. So
Evangeline this year had so much candy. Like
really?
she kind of like understood, and she was like getting the most she could get from each house. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's kind of already starting. You're just like really into the candy.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Well, and no, but like people are crazy too. They give kids like 2 or 3 pieces of candy, and it's like
Oh
one.
yeah, everyone is so generous, which I kind of get too, because I'm like, I want to give it all away. Like, take it. I'm saying that to kids, like, take all my candy. But
Well, and there are some neighborhoods where like not a lot of people come by, so like older people are like, "Oh, just have a few pieces of candy." I was good this year. I did order tattoos, and I put that in my bowl.
nice.
And kids took tattoos, and Claire cut them all out for me because it was like a big sheet, so she individualized them. So that was a fun craft, activity for her. And then I was like, "Oh, can you make a sign that says like, please take one tattoo?" And she used one of Alex's like ink brush pens, probably like similar to like a calligraphy type pen, but it was like running out of ink. And she wrote, please take one tattoo. And it was the most horrifying sign. It looked like a spooky Halloween sign, and then like partially misspelled. It looked so creepy. I was like, oh, it's perfect. But anyway, I felt good about my role in society. I was like, I'm giving kids tattoos. This is great. No, but and it was nice. Some people were giving away like chips and little things of play-doh.
Chalk. They
Yeah,
wanted to
which
give
is super
chalk.
fun. But then what we did was we did one piece after breakfast and then one piece after like cozy time. And then yeah, I packed something for her. The first 2 days were really hard for me. I was like, I feel like the candy police. I do not like this rule. They're asking me all the time. I was like, Alex, can I please just like let them eat the rest, like feel sick, and then be done? And he was like, no, like you've got this. Keep going. Like you're teaching them like it's okay to have a little, and it's okay to have a little. I was like, okay. And then it did get better, and I made it like a full week with that routine. And then on Sunday, I was like, I'm done. So they had like the remaining 12 pieces at that point. Some of the pieces too, my kids would like eat a few or like suck a few and then like throw it away. They were like, I don't like this. So I was like, great. And I specifically, when I threw the candy partially away from the bag, I was very strategic. I kept ones in there I knew they wouldn't like as much.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, they still had candy. They had a plenty amount of candy. But there's like the strategy of like have it all tonight and feel sick and then we're done. Or yeah, like one piece. Or I heard that like some dentist offices will like,
I've heard about the buyback.
yeah, I have never done
Yeah.
enough research. I feel like maybe a little bit with older kids, I would put a little bit more effort into that. Or just like trading for having some kind of trade, and I don't know, for this year and for the ages of my kids, like 2, 4, 6, it's still working.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
Yeah, it's the being, the constant asking for it. Though I feel like it was less because I was always saying yes. I don't know. They just, but it was like, I can only say yes for this many days. And then, so that's why I wanted there to be like a clear end. Yeah.
I really liked Jamie Galecki brought this up. She in the Halloween episode, I posted this on our Patreon. She talks about like don't talk about food versus junk food with respect, and don't talk about like healthier types of candy, because there are like quote unquote less unhealthy types of candy, like different candies, have worse dyes in them. and some of them have more sugar on them. Some of them are like, you know, there is like a spectrum of the amount of sugar and what kind of sugar is involved there. But I liked what she said. She was like, food is food and like candy's candy. And don't try and like make this whole like muddled mess of like, this is junk food because it has the word food in it. And I don't know. I just really latch onto that. And I've been really pushing that with my kids today or this week. And, you know, because sometimes I have fed them something and they don't want to eat part of it. And I'll be like, that's the healthy part of the meal. but I think that's kind of been a mistake because now my kids often are like, is this healthy what we're eating? And what my shift has been in just like trying to tell them like, this is your food. Like, eat your food before you get candy. And like, what is food? Food is things that like grow. These potatoes are food. These grains are food. Eggs come from chickens and like, that's food because that's blah, blah, blah. Things that grow or animals and animals eat food. So here's candy. Like, it's just candy. It's not food. And like, it's okay to say like, you can have your dessert after food, but don't say like have your healthy food and then have your junk food. I don't know. I thought it was cool. And I feel like it's a nice shift in just like having a good relationship with food. Mm. So anyway, I will always be upset though of how, I'll bring this up every year, of how late Halloween is in
time
and space.
Close like, to bedtime.
It's always just like Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and there's just like not enough time. And I just so wish
that Halloween could be in like year.
September. Yeah. But there's like September, like nothing's happening in September. Like August is super busy and September is just a dud. And I just wanted to be, but Halloween is like a crazy trifecta of, I mean, it's amazing, but it's like Halloween, All Saints Day, and then All Souls Day, which we like celebrated all of those things in like good, calm, but like celebratory ways. But it is like a lot. Like a Monday, yeah. Wednesday, Friday would have been a nice thing to consider.
I know. Boom, boom, boom like that. And then everyone gets sick. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We were sick before it and we like recovered and now we're sick again. And I'm like, yeah, it was. And all the costumes. Oh my gosh. The Halloween costumes.
Yes, let's talk about costumes.
It's like what you can wear to school, then what you can wear to trick-or-treating that night, then what you can wear to school the next day for All Saints Day, which the Montessori kids can't. But on All Souls Day, no, there was nothing on All Souls Day. On All Saints Day, they could dress up. They couldn't on Halloween.
That's very confusing.
So many events. It felt like so many times of me being like, all right, what are you going to be? Mm-hmm. What are you going to be? Here's this, here's this. I'm not really giving you choices, but like, here's what you're going to be. But then I went through this whole thing with Evange of like, this was the first year where I felt like, oh shoot. She did tell me. So it's this year and last year have been like the first years that she has chosen to be something. And last year it was like a knight. And I asked my mother-in-law if she had any kind of knight stuff and she did. So I was like, boom, here you go. This year it was a Roman. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, oh,
it's a very sophisticated costumes.
Well, so I think her teacher might have planted that in her head because their second grade is like the Roman year.
Sure.
And Halloween, the dress up was technically like curriculum day. Like you were supposed to be something from what they're studying in school if you were going to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
So hers worked for both.
Yeah.
Like trick-or-treating and school, which I appreciated. She just like chose Roman. It's like cool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I can definitely do a Roman without thinking about it at all, like 3 weeks ahead of time. And then we went to an event the week Thursday before Halloween at Catholic University. And I was like scrambling to put together this Roman thing. And I like made her a toga. And then she was like, I don't look like a Roman. And I was like, yeah, you don't look like a Roman. And then I Googled Roman costume and was like, oh, this is what Romans look like.
Mm-hmm.
So driving home from that, she was like, can we like have better costumes next year? I was like, okay, I feel called out. Like, yeah, I put zero thought and effort into helping you make this costume a reality. And then Monday morning, Halloween morning at swimming, my friend Lindsay was like, yeah, no, it's not togas. It's like a tunic. And then my other friend was like, a men's white undershirt. Like, you can do a lot with that. And as I was swimming, I was like, they're right. They're definitely right. And I was like thinking like, what do I have? How can I do? And so we got home from, I got home from swimming. I was like, Vange, changing it up. Like, here's what we're doing. And it worked. And it looked so much better. So much more like a Roman. I sent her off to school, like really proud of myself. And but then like hardly anyone in her class dressed up. So she was a little bit like,
aww.
Oh, it was like, they could wear orange and black or, and a lot of kids, like probably like 80% of the school just wore like, they kind of just looked like normal clothes. Yeah. So I was like thinking, how can I continue to put minimal thought and time and effort into this? And I think next year it'll be like, okay, tell me as early as you can, like what you're going to be. But yeah, and then I'm counting on her to not change her mind. So far she hasn't changed her mind.
I think 2 weeks is good.
But then it's like, I need to be able to, go to a thrift store or like, collect some supplies.
Because that's, I mean, the ideal is that, especially the older they are, they're mostly putting it together, but that we as moms have some kind of magical box of like supplies that can be thrown together. So after, okay, so my big takeaways this year of like, yeah, like finally thinking about this more, this was the first time we were invited to an All Saints Day party. And so Clara did want to dress up as St. Clair for that. And that worked out well. We were able to put some stuff together of what we already had and keep it really simple. But of like, okay, I should have some good, like fabric scraps, like white, black, brown, like a sword and some belts, just like a box.
Yeah. For like, I was like, the years, I'm going to need have a lot of kids. Like over the years, all these kids, because usually usually there's also the mass, the mass Sunday before All Saints Day, all the kids at the 10:30 mass dress up as saints and there's a procession. It's so much. We missed that one this year because Chris was out of town. But for that last year, I dressed them all up as some kind of saint. And I like used what we had and they were mostly modern saints because I don't have. Yeah. But I was like, it would be nice to have some kind of black tunic, brown tunic, white thing. To be like, here's you're a Dominican, you're a Franciscan.
Yeah. Okay. Two things though. Kendra Tierney has an article. Have you seen it on like Halloween costumes that can be transformed into saint costumes? So she literally shows pictures of like what like Anna from Frozen can be made into with like a few adjustments.
Nice.
And there's like 75 of these.
Whoa.
So that's pretty, so that's pretty cool, but does kind of still require like the magical box. Secondly, Karen had this suggestion that like, they don't have to actually dress up as a saint. They can dress up as the patron saint of something. Like if they want to have puzzle box and they're gonna be like, I'm the patron saint of puzzles. I don't know, like whatever, like there's a patron saint for like every item in your household. Our Catholic school is better than yours in this because for Halloween, they can dress up as whatever they want as long as it's like appropriate. And then only the fourth graders dress up as saints and they go all out. And it's like the big thing in
fourth grade. The fourth graders.
Yes. And they make a big thing of it during the mass and they study that saint and that's their saint. And
interesting.
Like you are highlighted, your saint is highlighted. I mean, I see what these other schools are doing. I mean, it's sweet. It's cool. It's just like a lot for parents who have more than one kid.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool though, to see so many kids dressed up as saints on All Saints Day, like that it worked out that way, that was the big dress up day. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
We will do it. We will get more fabric. We will start this.
Yeah.
Process. I'm just so glad. Cause I mean, I did not have any space for this in our old house. Like we were was like living in an RV where you just could not have anything of excess. And now I'm like, okay, I have box. I have space for a little half Halloween bin where I can.
Which kind of leads us into, are you going to get a Christmas tree this year?
Nope.
All right. What are your Christmas decorating plans?
This is so funny because I always grew up with a Christmas tree. Love Christmas trees. Love Christmas decorations. But now I'm just like, I am not convinced. I don't love them for my house. I think if I had like, I like the smell, I like the vibe, that stops there. I hang up ornaments. I have other decorations. My mother-in-law sent me a really cool, kind of looks like a Swiss wooden triple decker twisting nativity scene with candles this year to go on the mantle. That's super cool. And I know I've been thinking about this a lot. And now that I have the space and no crawling babies, like my kids could do it this year. But and now living in the Midwest where it's just so beautiful and wintry looking all the time anyway, like growing up in California, I just feel like I had to bring in so many more Christmas ornaments into the house because it just looks like sunny outside. And, you know, that's lovely so often, but you want it to feel crispy and you want it to feel like Christmas. And then moving to the Midwest, I was like, wow, it's just, I have like, there's like Christmas trees everywhere here and it already feels like Christmas. So I don't have to work so hard. Elliot was still finding like Christmas tree needles like 2 weeks ago from last year, like 11 months later. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that for my, like, that's not my story.
And we've talked about this, but it's so funny because that's the exact opposite that I felt when I moved to the Midwest. I was like, I need Christmas decorations in my life now because winter is so dark and cold and terrible here. I need the lights of the tree. I need candles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll do lights and candles. Like I'll put up Christmas lights all through the room. I just don't think the actual physical Christmas tree doesn't make, no one agrees with me on this. It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it like lit physically brighter. Like I can have more lights than you if I wanted to.
But it's more beautiful on a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will be interesting if I'm someone on By Nothing or two people on By Nothing this week were posting like Christmas ornament stuff. And I was like, I wonder if there's anything. Cause like I do have a lot more space this year. And I was, keeping it really minimal in the past few years. So we'll see. We'll see. That'll be good.
Oh, your living room with that fireplace would be so beautiful with a Christmas tree. That window could be right there in that window. Oh, so cozy.
Yeah, our fireplace is also having issues and we have to.
Oh, does it like, is it gas? Does it work? Like, do you use it?
Yeah, it's like cheap gas. There's like a cheap gas line installed. It's like twitchy. Like it's, I don't know. It doesn't seem to work. And our idea is to just remove the whole gas situation and just make it like a wood burning fireplace.
Cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I was looking at the calendar and I was like, I think I want to get the tree like right away for that first Sunday in Advent. And it's in November, which always feels weird to be getting a tree in November, but I just want to enjoy it for all of all of Advent that we're here because we're gone that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remembered the Jesse tree that I bought last year. And yes. I remember like Evangeline in the last week, it's kind of clicked for her with reading. Where she'll finally now read chapter books on her own, which is so exciting. So I was like, oh, we'll have a reader for the Jesse tree this year. And I was like thinking about what books am I going to order for St. Nicholas Day and got to order those soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it feels like boom, boom, boom. Now that we're past Hallowtide, it's like, oh man, we are moving towards Christmas.
Yes. I did wrap most of the presents this weekend.
Wow.
So that felt good. But you know, and me and my Christmas cards, I do them, but I drag them out in a weird way.
Yeah. Are yours like all addressed, but sitting in a box somewhere?
It's something like that. there's like a process where I've done way more than I should have. And then there's also things that I haven't done with them that should be done. So it's all en route. It's all, my goal is still that they're like addressed and ready to go. And I can put them in the mailbox the day after Thanksgiving.
mine arrived on Halloween and I felt good about that. Mm-hmm. And that's like
nice.
My November thing is addressing them, which I think I'm going to go a lot more simple on this year, the addressing because
It's
I'm tired, but I think I'm going to paint some peg dolls as gifts. So
Nice.
Yeah. With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at ChooseLife.com.
Choose Life has rosaries, rosary decades. They have the silicone beads for babies to suck on that are really safe. They've got the beads for moms to wear as bracelets that you can slip on really easily. Just all of your rosary needs can be met.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your order at Choose Life. But this time change, man, I went to bed at 8:25 last night. Gosh. Like, I don't know when I'm going to get these things done if I'm just like never able to make it till 9 p.m.
I did the Christmas. I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to get a rush and I'll watch a Christmas movie and I'll do the gift wrapping one of these nights that Alex is out. And that never happened. And so I did it when he took them to the grocery store on the weekend. And I watched a Christmas Castle Christmas on Netflix, which was, well, you don't have Netflix, but it was kind of like a Hallmark movie without being as cheesy as a Hallmark movie. And it was like Brooke Shields. And it was the guy from Princess Bride, the like, as you wish guy, who's like old. I think that I'm like 99% sure that's who it is. I did not look it up, but it looks just like him. And she's like an author and it's cute. It's like a cute Christmas. Anyway, that's my recommendation of
Christmas Castle.
Try and watch one cheesy Christmas movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's they're in a castle. Oh, and it's like in Scotland.
And you were like, I totally know Scotland because I read Outlander.
I do totally know Scotland. And I feel like I understood so many more of the references and the vibe because he's like a duke. And there was like all this stuff about him being the landlord and the people in the town. I was like, I get this. Like, I know what's happening. I am like, let's see. I have like 9 more hours to listen to of the 4th Outlander right now. And I am like, how many times can Jamie almost die? Like, come on. I'm like getting over it. I'm like, I need a little, I'm like, I'm kind of trying to just make it through at this point. And then I just started reading The Holiday Breakdown, which is like a cute rom-com Christmas novel by this stand-up comedian, Leah Bonema, that I follow. I got it from on the like Kindle app. And that's just like a super cute, fun Christmas charming read. And so I'm like, I kind of just want to read that. I don't know. I'm like committed because I do love this Outlander story, but I'm like, everything is about how we are surviving and the wars we're surviving. And yes, the love is very sweet. And I do keep thinking like that line from Les Mis, to love another person is to see the face of God. Mm-hmm. And like the love marriage, the two love marriage relationships in Outlander are like so pure and beautiful and self-giving. So I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm just like, how many times can he almost die? Come on.
I finished.
How many are there again? Did you say there's 7?
There's 8.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, what? I can't even.
Maybe 7. It's 7 or 8. But I finished my book club book a lot earlier than I thought I was going to. And then they also mm-hmm. pushed it back a week. So I'm like, anyway, I'm going to forget the book by the time book club happens. But in the meantime, I have gone back to Outlander because I don't have anything else to read. And I just finished the 3rd. I mean, I forgot. I mean, there's Claire comes close to dying many times also.
Like, yeah.
Tell me when that. She gets knocked off the boat.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it's interesting too that one of the most evil characters is from her own time period.
Yeah.
Gaylis Duncan. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like pure evil.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm excited. We're going to read another book together soon and review it on the Patreon. So that'll be really fun. Daylight savings. My kids did adjust pretty well after like 3 days, but it is supposed to take like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that gives me some hope because I'm just like, is this forever? Are we like 8:30 to 5:30 people
takes
now?
Takes 2 weeks for your circadian rhythm to like fully adjust.
I did though get to see the lunar eclipse this morning because I was up so early.
Nice.
That was cool.
Nice.
It was like really red, reddish moon.